Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Joel Barker's here, too. I'm glad he's here. Joel is one of my favorite people in the world. He's one of the top futurists in our time, the author of a number of books, including Five Regions of the Future, his films, Innovation at the Verge, and others. They're just watershed productions, and we're so happy and grateful to have him join us on a regular basis to talk to us about things that are coming at us from the future. Joel Barker, welcome back.
Good morning, Jim, and I like watermark. It's a different way of thinking of it.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right. They haven't seen your forehead, have they, Joel? Hey, Joel, one of the things you got on your list today is something called triple compression bandage. This is healthcare stuff, folks. What does this do?
And the reason I picked this, Jim, is because it's an extremely simple solution to a problem that didn't have a solution. And it was done, by the way, in Australia. One of the things we in the U.S. sometimes think is we know all have all the answers. And the rest of the world's doing just fine, thank you. Monash University, they were studying chronic wounds. And the word is ulcers. You know, it just gives me shivers because, you know,
right.
It's a wound that will not heal.
Mm-hmm.
And there have been very expensive treatments tried on it to try and deal with it.
It's one of the pesky, persistent types of wounds that actually sometimes, you know, if they just won't heal. I mean, I've seen old folks with that, and they live with it the rest of their lives.
And the word you use, persistent, is a very powerful word because it means it's a constant nag, which affects the way you walk, if it's on your legs.
Yep.
It affects the way you deal with the world mm-hmm. around you. In other words, it's a very costly thing. Well, Monash figured out that instead of taking... There's these things called compression bandages, which basically put pressure on the wound. And the single layer are very expensive. They took three very inexpensive compression bandages, put one on top of the other on top of the other.
Huh.
And with the triple pressure, they got cures.
Wow.
They got full healing.
Huh.
And when you think about now, you know, we've got a population called the baby boomers moving
right.
into this time.
Right.
We have a cost of health care. And it's this kind of thing, the little things that
mm-hmm.
add up over the whole population that really make a difference.
And isn't this something that was kind of right under everyone's nose?
Well, nobody thought to put a third one on.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And I mean, that's the nature of business. It's the nature of the world. You say, well, I did one thickness, I did two thicknesses, it didn't make any difference. Why would three
right.
make, well, it made all the difference.
Well, exactly, and what else, what are other things out there right under our nose that don't require FDA approval and billions of dollars of testing and 20 years of delays, and maybe what we need to do is just start listening more to the caregivers.
Yep, and looking at the little things that have, you know, it's in a sense actually an underreported problem because it's so common. Oh, we got a leg ulcer, you know, we'll just do what we can with it. Boy, you think about the total number of hours put in on those sores
mm-hmm.
and making that go away, and all of a sudden you can see a cost change. Plus, personal health, what a deal not to have the open sore.
Well, the other thing, think about this. Think about the way all these things are adding up, all these advances are adding up. Look at how it's changing the way we think of healthcare, the way we think of hospital stays, the way we think of what it costs to underwrite things, and we've got to start going the other way with healthcare, so that every time you go to the hospital, it doesn't cost $50,000.
Yep. But if you think about how many different technologies and different industries have lowered their costs and improved their quality simultaneously, and then you look at healthcare.
Yep.
and it's exactly the opposite.
That's right.
Raise your cost.
Mm-hmm. And now, Joel, you're very dangerously approaching a free market healthcare recommendation here.
Are you sure that's the direction
you want to go in, Joel?
Not quite.
It sure sounds like it. I'm liking this conversation, Joel. I love this.
Here's what I would say. I think there's two. You want a situation where you can continue to explore to come up with the same results in as many different ways as you can. That's the free market in the healthcare.
Right.
But what I've always said is, when you have a heart attack, you do not want to start asking for bids on who's going to do the best job at the lowest cost to fix your heart attack as you're riding in the ambulance.
But I say we sort that out before the heart attack.
Well, I hope so.
Hey, Joel, give us the website quickly, please.
Website, joelbarker.com.
Folks, there's a tower in your future. How about that? And it might not be platinum. It might be coated with something else. We're going to get Joel to talk to us about some new energy developments that I'm pretty excited about. 22, right back with Joel Barker. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.